Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. Do I need a... No, I already have a theme song. I was just thinking of, like, Mr. Rogers. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Should I do a parody of that for the dictionary? It's a beautiful time in the dictionary. Too many syllables. Hey, let's talk about the words. The first word is expander. Noun from 1862, one that expands. Literally anything that expands is an expander. A balloon is an expander. But specifically, any of several colloidal substances, as dextran, of high molecular weight, used as a blood or plasma substitute for increasing the blood volume. Why do you want to increase the volume of the blood to expand the blood volume? This is interesting. I don't know what this is for. What are you doing? Is this when you give blood or give plasma and it's sitting there in that pouch? Do you need to expand it for some reason? Do you expand it before you put it in somebody else? I don't know anything about this. Let's see. My sound effect today will be, kind of like the previous one. The next word is expanse. Noun from 1637. Number one, the synonym is firmament. And I'm not entirely sure what that is. I want to say... Unless it's a similar word to something else, I want to say that's part of a castle, but I'm not sure. Number two, great extent of something spread out, as in an expanse of calm ocean. So much calm ocean out there. That ocean is so chill, dude. The great ocean, the ocean has been spread out over the earth with a big knife, and it's an expanse. There's that show, The Expanse. I think I watched the first season or two, unless I'm confusing things. What was The Expanse? What was the whole point of the word in the title? I don't remember. It's from nothing. Wow. Next is expansible, adjective from circa 1691, capable of being expanded. An expansibility is a noun. So I guess your blood or your plasma would be expansible with an expander. Next word is expansion, noun from 1611. Number one, the synonym is expanse. Two, the act or process of expanding, as in territorial expansion. That's when you go and you go to other lands and you say, this is now my land, I'm expanding my territory. Great. That's caused a lot of problems in the past. Also as in economic expansion. Make our economies bigger, make more money, stuff like that. Also as in expansion of the universe. The universe is expanding. It's expanding faster, we think, because of dark matter and energy. The expansion of the universe. This is crazy. It blew up from the Big Bang, and it's just been expanding ever since, like 14 billion years or something. It was 14 billion Earth years. We gotta specify what planet, because years are different on all different kind of planets. Exoplanets got different years. Okay. Number three is the quality or state of being expanded. Four, the increase in volume of working fluid as steam, in an engine cylinder after cutoff, or in an internal combustion engine after explosion. Something about the engine and stuff. 5A, an expanded part would be the expansion. I don't know what part this is. Any part that's been expanded. I will expand my arm up to the ceiling. It's the expansion. 5B, something that results from an act of expanding, as in the book is an expansion of a lecture series. Something that results from an act of expanding. So there's so much lecture series that you got to add more books. So the lecture series is expanding. 6, the result of carrying out an indicated mathematical operation. Also, there's more, the expression of a function in the form of a series. I don't fully know what that one's all about either. It's math again. Expansional, that is an adjective. My sound effect is expanding. Wow. Expansionary, adjective from 1936, and this is tending toward expansion, as in an expansionary economy. So it's tending toward expansion. Now, doesn't that mean that it's just expanding? It's going through expansion? How can you tend toward expansion if you are not already expanding? I don't know. Wow. Expansion card is next. Two words. Noun from 1982. A circuit board connecting to a motherboard which expands the capabilities of a computer. I remember in getting expansion somethings. When, I think on my Nintendo 64, there were expansion things that you could put in to make, like Zelda, I think was maybe the first one, to give the computer in the video game system more capabilities, more RAM, more megabytes, more capacity. The expansion card. Yet you're like, you know what? My motherboard needs some more stuff. So I'm going to add another circuit board, and we're going to get back to that in a few words, because there's another related word. Anything else about expansion card? I don't think so. Hoo-ah! Expansionism. Noun from 1899. A policy or practice of expansion, and especially of territorial expansion by a nation. This is when the nation believes that they, if they believe expansionism, they are following expansionism, then they are going to keep on trying to get more and more land and stuff. And what was that thing called? The United States expansionism. What was it called? Into the West. Yeah, it was the Manifest Destiny. That's what it was, which I think is mentioned in a They Might Be Giants song, the one about James K. Polk. There's a whole song about the president, James K. Polk. He did a bunch of stuff. I think he was the one who, or one of the main ones who did this Manifest Destiny, expanding out to the West, saying, you know what? We need more land. Why? Because we're greedy. Let's take over more stuff. Great. Great, great, great. Expansionist, that is a noun. Expansionist, now wait, what's the difference here? Expansionistic or expansionist is an adjective, but it's expansionist is the same as the first word, which is a noun. So you can be an expansionist, or you can be described as expansionist or expansionistic. James K. Polk, I guess, was an expansionistic expansionist. Let's see, anything else? I don't think so. So we're gonna go. Expansion slot. Noun from 1980. Good thing the expansion slot was invented before the expansion card by 2 years. At least, that's when we got the words. Because you need a place to put the card. You need the slot to put the card in. You go like, well, I invented this expansion card, but I got nowhere to put it. Somebody needs to invent the expansion slot. What is it? It's a socket on the motherboard of a computer into which an expansion card may be inserted. I've got a PC desktop down here on the floor that has slots. It has expansion slots. You can put in new things. You can put in more information, more the RAM, the capacity, all that. But you can also put in various new ports. If you need more ports, you got places to put the ports. Okay. Expansive. Adjective from 1651. Number one, having a capacity or a tendency to expand. The economies, the territories, the expansionist people, they have a tendency to expand. So they are expansive. Two, causing or tending to cause expansion. Causing expansion or tending to cause expansion. Just sometimes I feel like I want to cause expansion. 3A, characterized by high spirits, generosity, or readiness to talk. And the synonym is open. There's an example. Grew expansive after dinner. Okay, that's interesting. Well, after dinner, you had high spirits. Maybe you drank some spirits, and that's why you became expansive. You were more generous after dinner. Again, maybe you were drinking more. You're like, you know what? I'm just going to give you some money. I'm feeling generous. And readiness to talk. You're more, maybe you're all very closed off. And then after you have a few high spirits, then you are more willing to be chitter-chattery. Yep, open, expansive. Do people say this? I'm growing very expansive after dinner. I've had some food. I was very hungry. I've had some drinks. Let's be expansive. Okay, 3B is marked by or indicative of exaggerated euphoria and delusions of self-importance. Whoa. As in, an expansive patient. This must be a psych patient. Based on that definition, I have to believe that this example is talking about a psych patient of some kind. They're going through therapy, and maybe they got a mental illness, makes them have exaggerated euphoria. Not just euphoria, but exaggerated euphoria. Everything is so happy. And what else? Delusions of self-importance. You think, there was a word that we had a while back that I think was similar to this. You think you are important. And not only do you think that you are important, but you think you are too important because it's a delusion. You think that you are more important than you really are. Expansive. So I guess this is more of a medical term, which I have never heard of. Number four, marked by expansion, especially having a great expanse or extent. The synonyms are sizable and extensive, as in an expansive interpretation of the law. Sizable, extensive. How do you have a big interpretation of the law? Marked by expansion, having a great expanse or extent. So maybe, this is that you are extremely knowledgeable about the law. You know all the stuff. You know where it came from. You know you have a pretty good feeling of where it's going. And you know all the stuff in between. You know all the cases related to that law or just law in general. You have an expansive I think the interpretation part is what's throwing me off. You can have expansive knowledge of the law, but your expansive interpretation maybe you just know all the ways that the law can be interpreted, maybe you'd be a good judge. Number five, characterized by riches, abundance, or magnificence, as in expansive living, also as in expansive taste. I don't have expansive taste or expensive taste. In this context, they're pretty similar. An expansive living, living a magnificent life, big house, big cars, lots of cars, expensive cars. Maybe you've got a pool and a tennis court and a basketball court and a helicopter landing pad and so many other things that I can't even think of. When I was younger, I definitely wanted to have expansive living. I had an idea for a trampoline room. The whole room would be a trampoline. The floor, the walls, probably wouldn't make sense to have the ceiling be a trampoline unless it was really low. You could hit it and bounce back. That would be not practical. I don't think the trampoline room is practical in general. But that, if you had a trampoline room, first of all, invite me over. Second of all, that's expansive living. That is entirely unnecessary. But now that I'm older, I feel like that, yes, again, is unnecessary. I think it's better to live more modestly, smaller, more cheaply, use the money for other things, better things, you know, maybe have a couple of nice things. But a theater room, I will have a theater room. That is one area where I will have expansive living. But otherwise, I don't need anything crazy, crazy big, crazy expensive, crazy fancy. Nah. Keep it. Use the money to give it to other people. Do better things with it than stupid stuff. Expansively is an adverb, and expansiveness is a noun. It's my expansive sound. Expansivity is next, noun from 1837. The quality or state of being expansive, especially the capacity to expand. I don't think we have, unless you are going into somebody else's area like Russia is trying to do with Ukraine, you don't really have the capacity to expand. All of the land has been called for. Everybody's like, this is ours. We're good. This is you. Please stay there. I'll stay here. We're set. If you want to start a war, that's when the capacity to expand comes into play. And I don't like that. Next is ex parte. Ex parte. It's two words. The first word is ex. The second word is P-A-R-T-E. Not a Y, an E. Ex parte, adverb or adjective from 1672. Number one, on or from one side or party only. And this is used of legal proceedings. So we got the two parties. There's the defendant and the prosecution. The one who is saying, you did the bad thing. And the other one is saying, I didn't do the bad thing. So, those are the two parties. This is one on. Let's break it down, because the word or is frustrating. On, we got or twice. On or from one side or party only. On one side only or from one side only. So, I guess this is used when you're talking about just one of the sides, maybe the defense side is saying, we want to do something, we want to pick that juror, I don't know what it would be, but this specific context would be ex parte, because it's coming just from one side. They don't agree, just one. Great. Two, from a one-sided or partisan point of view. Again, you know, we got like two main parties in America. We got the Democrats and the Republicans. So from, I guess, one side of those, That would be ex parte or something like that. I don't know. I probably don't have it exactly right. But it's related to separate parties, at least two parties, something about a two-party system or more. Okay, moving on. Next is expat. One word, noun from 1962. It's chiefly British, which, okay. This is an expatriate person, and the synonym is expatriate, which is our, it's not our next word. Oh, there's a different word that's spelled almost the same way. It will be at the beginning of the next episode. I guess we'll just have to talk about it later. And this word is technically an abbreviation of expatriate, but I guess it's used so much just because you can say it. A lot of these abbreviations you can't say. Like, what did we have recently? EXP. You're not going to say exp. No, but you're going to say expat. So it's pronounceable enough so people use it, they say it enough that it's got its own definition here. Let's just go to our last word. The last word is expatiate. 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 Intransitive verb from 1538. Number one, to move about freely or at will. The synonym is wander. Just let me go. Just don't, no maps, no direction, no specific goals of where to go. I'm just going to go out. I'm going to expatiate. I'm going to be expatiated. To move about freely or at will. It would be great if more animals had this on farms. The cows, the ducks, the chickens, the pigs, the goats, the horses. How many animals is he going to name? I think that's fine. Yes, that would be great if they could expatiate. Two, to speak or write at length or in detail, as in expatiating upon the value of the fabric. And that is a quote from Thomas Hardy. Somebody was speaking about fabric for a long time. How long are they going to talk about fabric? How much is there to say about fabric? Expatiation, that is a noun. So where does this word come from? Well, I sort of hear the word space in there, but I don't know if that's literally part of this. What do we have? We have the Latin verb expatiare, or expatiari, which means to wander or digress. From ex plus spatium, which means space or course. You got space to wander. That's it. Perfect. It's a word of the episode time, word of the episode time. Spencer is going to pick a word of the episode. Today we had expander, expanse, expansible, expansion, expansionary, expansion card, expansionism, expansion slot, expansive, expansivity, ex-party, expat, expatiate. And I wanted to add another one that is not in this book, but it's probably in the book now. Expansion pack. This is a thing that has gotten extremely popular in the last, 5 to 10 years, maybe. Games, board games, card games, they have expansion packs. I think that they had them before this book was made, but they weren't as popular back then. I remember Magic the Gathering. When I was playing in high school with some friends, there would be expansion packs. I don't know, maybe they weren't called expansion packs. Maybe it was literally just decks of, you would get packs of cards, and then you'd just buy more and more and more packs, and then you'd have more and more cards. Cards Against Humanity, similar situation. You can buy packs or decks. Maybe you could call those expansion packs. It's basically just a way to expand the game, have more options. What are some other ones that I am sort of semi-aware of? I can't think of any. I know that there's some. I like games, but I don't really play a lot of games. I know that there's like Settlers of Catan, or maybe they're just calling it Catan now, and there's different versions of the game, but I believe even that is like, there are expansion packs. There's Exploding Kittens. We have that game. I think that has an expansion pack. You can play more. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe there's just other stuff. Anyway, expansion pack is a big thing in the gaming world these days because the game's good, but sometimes you want more options. Expansion pack. But that's not the word of the episode because it's not here, and that would break all the rules. So what are we going to pick today? Ooh, I think I kind of like expatiate. Just wandering. Just let me loose. Let me loose. In the field, I'm going to expatiate, because I'm a cow. Okay, good stuff. Good song. Good words. Good definitions. All the stuff is good. And now, I do apologize if I told you about Abigail twice. I'm very, very sorry about that. But I will now tell you about a different movie, which is The Beast. This is a mostly French movie with some decent amount of English in there. And I'm not even sure how to describe this movie. It's, what do I want to say that will not be too revealing? I don't know. I didn't know anything going into this. Sharon was like, we're going to go see this movie. And I said, great, I love movies. You know this about me. I will watch just about anything. And it's worth a while. It's a little long. I think I remember it's over 2 hours, I think. It's about a relationship. Let's just say that. It's about a relationship of two people. And that's kind of all I want to say. Go in blind. I like to go in blind to movies. And, if you don't want that, if you want to know more, then you should go read up on it. Watch a trailer, maybe. But yeah, it's about people. People. Doing stuff. Okay, let's end the episode. Thank you so much for watching this show, checking out this show, listening to this show. I have to shout out somebody. Let's bring up this web page. Somebody has been starting to watch my YouTube videos, and they've left a couple of comments. Johnny Ragadoo, if you are watching this video on YouTube, I see you. You've commented 2 times so far at the moment that I'm recording this. So I appreciate it. Keep on watching. Tell your friends. If you like it, you probably know other people who might like it. This is the end of the episode. Thank you so much. Let's have this podcast be expansive. Get it out there into the world. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.
Hello, my name is Michael Hunter. My buddy, David Spencer, and I have a new podcast all about one of our favorite internet sites growing up, HomestarRunner.com. You know, the guys that did...
Looks like we're gonna have to jump.
I said, come on. Oh, God, I said, come on.
We're going through every Flash cartoon on the site in release order. I've seen all of them. David has seen most of them, and David's wife, Alexa, pops in and watches them for the first time, just for the show. Come on, Fahooglapods, a Homestar Runner podcast, available wherever podcasts are sold and at pipedreampodcast.com.